From the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Holy crap, I'm doing three shows this week. How did this happen? But don't get your hopes up too much, because on this show, it's basically just a half of a show. I plan to play some classic carding pranks in this episode. Because you guys aren't hearing enough carding pranks this month, I need to play old carding pranks. Because you can't have too many carding pranks in a single month. Anyway, hi, this is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is Dingtimber 25th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Darnell. Thanks, Darnell, for sponsoring the show today. It's Darnell's fault that not only is this just a half of a show with me playing classic pranks on the second half, but the first half of the calls are going to be by my lady friend, Sunshine. I met her down at the strip club last night, so let's get started.
Roy, how's it going? I saw you left a note on my car that you dinged it. I was just trying to catch bases with you.
Catch bases.
Yeah. Give me a call. My name's Alan, by the way. Thank you.
All right. You're going to talk to Alan.
Hello?
Hi, Alan?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Sunshine, and I'm calling for my husband, Roy. We're the ones that dinged your car. Hello? Alan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, hello. It's going good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Could you please remind me where it was you were parked? Because we actually dinged a group of cars at the same time. So where were you parked? Do you remember?
It was parked in front of the apartment building at the Urbane Apartments.
Oh, yeah, that scene. So, was there really any visible damage left to your car that you see?
There was just a little ding, but, I mean, nothing crazy.
Oh, that's too bad, because that scene was pretty hot. So, I'm calling because my husband Roy is really busy making a movie tonight. And he's with all the actresses downstairs. So, we were filming some amateur porn scenes out there. And, yeah, I'm sorry. I got pushed up against a few cars. And at one point, the guy, you know, he was, like, really going crazy. And I think that's what we were thinking. He dinged your car.
Doing porn.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you
watch porn, Alan?
That didn't happen.
Alan, you don't watch porn? Come on.
You
watch porn. I watch porn. I act in porn. So it's completely feasible. This was an amateur porn scene.
This is Jen. My name's actually on the title of the car
Jen,
that you hit.
Hi, sweetheart. I like girls, too. How you doing?
I've actually contacted the Rochester police about this.
Oh, God, you've got a sexy voice. Have you ever thought about doing, like, some kind of sex work over the phone?
How about you go fuck yourself?
Oh, I want to fuck you, baby. Come on, Jen. We can have a lot of fun with your guy. Do you do threesomes or... Hello?
You will be contacted by the Rochester State Police. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, honey. I'm sorry, that's all I had.
Great, you got the police after me. Thanks a lot.
Well, I was thinking about maybe, you know, he could be fisting me and somehow his fist just hit our car.
Yes.
And he had this really big class ring, so that's when I heard it hit. He sounded so pissed.
She grabbed the phone. You know who wears the pants in that family. She grabbed the phone.
She did. He probably gave it to her because he was too afraid to admit that he watches porn while she was sitting right there.
Yep.
Hey, Roy, you left a note on my car about it being dinged. I appreciate the note.
I'm not really seeing where it's at. So if you can give me a call back, I would appreciate it. And again, too, I appreciate the honesty and integrity of the note as well. So my name is Bob. Give me a call back if you could. Bye. Hello, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is Sunshine, and I'm calling you back. You left a message on my husband Roy's answering machine about the car ding.
About the what?
About the ding on your car, the car ding.
Oh, yes.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So I'm calling back because this is really my fault, not Roy's. So
okay.
I am really sorry. I think I scratched your car. I was bending down to let the air out of your tires, and my I'm sorry. It's so embarrassing. I have to tell you this. But my glasses scratched your car, I think, as I was bending down.
Okay. Did you say you were bending down to let the air out of my tires?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's so embarrassing. I'm turning red as I'm telling you. I can't believe it. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before. But
well,
yeah.
It sounds kind of odd.
Well,
why are you trying to let the air out of my tires?
Because you're, okay, so this is why I'm dying here. I'm so embarrassed, Bob. So we were filming some amateur porn scenes, and I needed to use your car, but it was sitting a little too high, and I needed to sit on the back.
Okay.
So I thought if I let the air out of your tires, maybe I could get up there, and we could do our scene and just go on our way.
Definitely sounds very odd, but okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you...
no problem.
You kind of got a sexy voice, Bob. Do you watch porn?
Hey, thanks. What a scam you're going over here.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, well, thanks for that. And yeah. My voice is sexy, and my face is even sexier than that.
But oh,
my wife
sweet.
And I do our own porn.
Oh, do you? You guys make yeah. amateur porn too then, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's really hot. Do you guys post it anywhere?
Nope.
So are you totally okay with the car ding then? You're not worried about it?
I didn't see the car ding, so we're fine.
Okay. So, okay, then I guess we're...
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Good luck with your movies.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bob.
Hello, Roy. My name is Judith. And you left a note on my car about dinging my car. And I really appreciate the fact that you did that. So my cell phone is the one that I'm calling on, and it's 734. And if you would call me, I would appreciate that. And thank you very much for leaving me the note. Bye.
Oh, I'm not going to cuss at her. That's going to be your job.
Hello?
Hi, Judith.
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I left that note on your car.
Oh, you're the young man. Oh, thank you so much, Roy. Yeah. I did call you. Yes, of course. You.
Yep.
Yes, you have my phone.
That was me. Yep.
Yes,
yep.
That was you. You're so sweet.
I
thank
know.
You so
I
much.
Sure am.
But I have to say, I don't know where you dinged me.
I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know if ding's the right word. It was your lug nuts. Because I was putting your tire back on.
Oh, my lug. You were doing what?
I was putting your tire back on, and my tire iron, it's, I think your lug nuts are metric, you know, and my tire iron's not, so it kind of stripped the lug.
Why were you doing this?
Well, I put just so, you know, I didn't want to leave your tire off the car. Yeah.
Why was my tire off the car?
I was, my friend, we were walking by, my friend bet me that I couldn't change your tire within 5 minutes. You know, take it off.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
And I won $20.
This is the strangest story I have ever heard. I have never heard a story like this.
Really? Wow.
Why would your friend want to give that kind of a dare?
We were really drunk and we were just walking by and he's like, you couldn't change that tire in 5 minutes. I'm just like, oh yeah.
And you just happened to have a lug? You just happened to have a lug?
Well, my car was parked next to you, but I did have to get in your car and get the jack out.
You're putting me on.
No, because my jack wouldn't work with your car. It's completely different. It just wouldn't work. It would have, like, pulled
the... How'd you get in my car?
I used a Slim Jim. It's a tool that, you know...
All right. This is a joke, right?
No, ma'am. I was just... I don't know. I just... When I did the tire iron thing, it just... It's totally stripped the lug nuts. You'll see if you look. It's on the back.
So what do I have to do to do that?
I think it's...
You have to get me new lug nuts?
No, I think it's just stuck on there forever. I don't think it's ever going to come off again. So...
Well, I won't worry about it.
Yeah, just try not to get...
So how old are you and your friend?
I'm 42, and he's 38.
So you're both infants.
We're not infants. What the fuck?
I'm 77.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, try to never get a flat tire ever again, because if you do, it's just going to be stuck on there.
So which tire is it?
It's the back driver's side tire.
The back driver's side tire.
Yeah. You might want to just sell your car and get a new one to be safe.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it?
I'll take it to the tire place and I'll have them fix it and I'll send you the bill.
Oh, no, no. Well, okay, yeah, that'd be fine, I guess. But maybe your tire iron would work.
Maybe. Well, I'm still not going to do it. I'm 77 years old.
Oh, you can do it. I have faith in you.
I don't think I want to work. I don't think I want to do that. But I think it's a very strange story that you're telling
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, I did win $20, so I can't afford a new lug nut if that's what you have to do.
Okay. I will let you know.
Okay. So you're going to take it to a garage then?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Take it to tire place right on Washington.
Okay. Well, you probably shouldn't do that because I'm just kidding. I didn't touch your tire.
I had a feeling this is a story.
You no?
What did you touch?
Well, no, I didn't touch anything. A listener of ours just left the note. I'm with the radio station, the Wacky Morning Show, the Skippy and Dippy Show, and you've been butt slammed. She hung up.
Butt slammed. Oh, poor old lady.
But I saved it. I made her not go to a garage. Why'd she hang up on me? I thought she was amused.
I know, but maybe it was the butt slam you gave her. Maybe Judith doesn't.
She's too old for butt slamming.
Yes, Roy. This is Larry calling. You left a note on my car because you accidentally dinged my car. You left your name and number. 9328. Thank you. You've reached Larry and Marcia. Please,
please. We got to get a hold of these. We got to try two more times.
Larry and Marcia, maybe we should both be talking at the same time.
Yeah. We're swingers, but only with phone sex.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Larry?
This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Who's this?
Larry, I'm Sunshine. I'm Roy's wife, and I was going through his phone messages, and I heard that he was supposed to call you about, like, some ding in a car or something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He said he dinged my car. This is Roy that said that, left his name and number. And I looked over my car, and I can't find anything.
Yeah.
So it must be pretty small. It must be pretty small.
Has to be pretty small, but...
I'm not that small.
I'm sorry. Roy's on the line. He just got here. But...
Can you tell me where it was at? I mean, I didn't really get in the sun and look at it, you know.
Well...
I didn't see any big dent or anything.
Can we, like, talk about the ding in a second? I wanted to ask you another question. So... I called a few moments ago, and, well, what got my attention was your voice is so hot. And when I called, I got your answering machine, and you said Larry and Marcia. And it's like, you know, Roy and I are both swingers, but we only swing on phone sex. And I was kind of wondering, with a guy, a voice as hot as yours, would you and your wife be interested in, like, some group phone sex with us?
No, no, no.
Oh, come on, Larry.
No.
Come on, Larry. Please, Larry.
No.
God, you are looking so hot tonight, Roy.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Oh, Larry, please.
Maybe put Marcia on and we'll talk to her about
it. Yeah. Oh, God, I love it when another girl's involved.
Please, and please don't call me back again.
Larry, please.
Larry, listen.
Please, Larry.
Let me have a word with Larry.
Okay.
making his wife's decisions for her.
Hi, you've reached Larry and Marcia.
Hello, you've reached Larry and Marcia. Oh, yeah, it's so hot.
Hi, you've reached Larry and Marcia. Please leave.
Whatever. I really wanted to yell at him about making his wife's decisions for him. I don't know.
It's like a very aggressive level.
I really want to have swingers phone sex with another couple, though. If we can find them.
Roy, my name is Doug, and there's a note in my mailbox about...
I left it on his mailbox.
My car.
Jesus Christ.
My number is 248. Oh.
Hey, Doug?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sunshine, and, I'm calling because you left a message on my husband's answering machine. His name is Roy.
I left a message?
Yeah, like 7 days ago, and he hasn't called you back yet. He dinged your car something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that, but...
You don't know anything about it? You left a message saying that there was a note on your mailbox about something.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I know. I mean, I don't know about a ding on my car.
Did I wake you up, Doug?
No, it's okay.
Oh, so do you always sound that sultry and sexy when you answer the phone?
Yes, I do. What car did he ding on mine, do you think?
I don't... It's, the blue car in the driveway?
Okay, see, I don't have a blue car.
Oh, that's what it said. Maybe...
Honey, should we come clean with Doug?
I think we should. He's got a very sultry voice. Yeah. He just might be up for it.
Doug, we're really into swingers phone sex. And I was wondering, is your wife available?
No, she's not.
Where is she at?
She's reading.
Okay, well, you haven't even asked her if she's interested yet.
She's reading late at night? How come... Okay, whatever.
It seems like she needs a little bit of swingers phone sex. There's no ding on your car. We're walking by and we saw you guys and we thought...
Oh, no.
You know. maybe just to give it a try.
I have to get up early tomorrow. Okay?
Why don't you get up right now, Doug?
If you know what
Come
I mean.
On.
I have to get up early. Okay.
That's what she said, baby.
What's your wife's name? Did you hear her in the background?
No, but when it was just me, he's like, well, yes, I do. Oh, what a pig.
I fucked it up, didn't I?
No. Thank you, because I didn't know where he was going to go with it.
I'm going to call him back one more time.
Hello.
Hey, Doug. Could I just please talk to your wife?
No, you can't.
You got to at least let me ask her. Maybe she's interested, and you'll never know if you don't let me talk to her real quick.
Roy, my name is Brian Smith.
Jesus.
I have a note on my truck that you hit my truck. Turn my phone call off by 1-7-3.
You shouldn't even be driving. What the hell?
You taking it?
I'll take it. If you jump in. Because if they get excited, I can't. I'll
oh, just do it. Finish them.
Hi, is this Brian Smith?
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sunshine, and you left a message about 7 days ago on my husband Roy's answering machine about something he did to your car.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm returning the call because I was going through his messages, and I heard your voice, and, you know, you really have a sexy voice. And so, I had a question for you, not really about the ding in the car, but so, okay, Roy and I kind of have this fetish where we like to have phone sex, like swinging and stuff with people, sometimes as threesomes or in a group, but I was wondering if you'd be willing to, like, you know, have a little bit of phone fun with us sometime?
It's kind of odd. I don't know.
Really? Come on, Brian.
Yeah.
You wouldn't touch yourself to my voice?
What's that?
I said you wouldn't touch yourself to my voice.
This is just weird.
Oh, come on, Brian. It's not weird. Do you not watch porn, sweetheart?
No.
Oh, really? Well, what do you do to get, like, you know? Are you married?
No.
Oh, so, honey, you're not getting anything, and you don't want to have a little bit of fun on the phone?
No.
Well, what do you do for fun, Brian?
I don't trust this phone call, sorry.
Oh, no. Honey, Roy, he doesn't trust me. Here's my husband.
Brian, what if I join in? It'll be both of us. It won't feel so weird if it's three of us, you know? All three of us will go at it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe we could do a little bit of Skype. Do you like video, Brian?
What's that?
Do you like video? We could do Skype.
Sure. Yeah.
We could just come over. We could just come over and do it in person. If that's good with you. Oh, I ruined it again. I ruined everything.
No, I'm glad because he was starting to comply.
Hi, Roy. This is Diane Johnson.
Yes.
Got your note on my vehicle at the downtown Hampton parking lot. I appreciate you leaving that note. My number is 757. Okay. Again, Diane Johnson, 757. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
This is she.
Hi, sweetie. This is Sunshine, and I'm calling for my husband, Roy. You called a couple days ago about a ding he left on your car.
Yes.
Oh, Diane, you know what, sweetie? Mm-hmm. I thought I'd go ahead and call because it was actually me who did that. I'm sorry. I bent down to let some air out of your tire, your back tire, and I scratched it with my glasses as I was going down. I'm sorry.
Why would you take air out of my back tire?
Oh, honey, because so my husband and I, you know, we've been married a while. We're just trying to spice things up. So we were doing some amateur porn. And your car was, like, right there, but it was just a little too tall for me to sit on the back and have him, you know, do his thing.
What?
Yeah. It was really hot.
What are you talking about?
Having sex on the back of your car.
In the parking lot during the day.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so hot. Have you never done this then? I mean, like, voyeurism. It's just kind of hot. Random, sporadic.
No, I just wanted the car insurance. I just wanted the information.
Oh, well, how bad was the scratch?
To get my car repaired.
Oh, how bad was the scratch, honey? Hello?
You're not making any sense.
Well, how bad was the ding that needs to be repaired? How bad was it?
Obviously, if you were there, you would know.
Well, sweetie, I was kind of, like, preoccupied. You know, my husband was, like, sticking his penis
in me
and
ridiculous.
Shit.
You're being ridiculous. I don't know why you're doing this, but
I was having
was
sex
on my car.
With my husband on your car. I mean, the last thing I was looking at was the size of the ding. I just heard it scratch.
I really don't care what you were doing. The note was left. I called to get the information.
Well, okay.
Do you have that for me?
Well, my question, Diane, just hold on, honey. Calm down just a second. Just hold on. I have to tell you, it's kind of turning me on a little bit that you're getting aggressive. That kind of makes me hot again. But, you know, how much damage do you think there was? Because the sex was great, but I don't know if it was like $1,500 great. So I'm just wondering.
No. In fact, you know, hey, $100, we can get it buffed out. That'd be great. How about that?
Yeah, well, he was like $50 great compared to some of the other sex we've had before. What about $50? Would you take maybe $25? Because, you know, he didn't even go down on me. Diane?
Please take my number off. You know what? Don't even worry about it. If you're going to be this stupid about it,
I'm not being stupid, sweetheart. Jesus Christ, baby girl.
When
was the last time you got laid? You know what?
I've been married for 20 years. I get laid all the time whenever I want.
20 years?
What is your problem?
Nothing. Okay, again, you're making me hot again because you're talking aggressively. Have you ever had phone sex with another woman before? Diane? Because I'm kind of getting...
No, and I don't plan on starting tonight.
Oh,
and I'm
honey,
sorry
but I'm so wet now.
You're enjoying this so much.
I am. Come on. I know a great place on the back of your car. 20 years, I get laid whenever I want.
That's the end of the calls with me and Sunshine. But as we were calling that last lady, Brian, he started texting me. Or I guess technically texting Sunshine. But he texted, "Are you serious?" And I wrote back, "I am. You want to Skype?" And he said, "Sure." And I replied, "Okay, well, Sunshine went out for a bit. It's just going to be me and you. This is Roy." And I never heard another thing from him. So I got completely denied of Skype sex by Brian. What a jerk. Let's get to the real reason I'm doing a third show this week, though, and that is so that I can clear up all of the voicemails that are left for this week.
Oh my gosh, Brad!
What?
What the hell, man?
What'd I do?
Quit reusing the same old freaking images on the main PLA site, man. Come on.
I didn't think anyone would notice.
Come on, man. There are a whole bunch of interesting, funny photos on the Phone Losers Facebook page and the group on Facebook. There's a whole lot of shit. People email you like that weird foreign phone book thing. I don't know. Just quit reusing the same old images,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
Or else.
It's just easier that
just
way.
Thousand threat. Just messing with you.
I don't know. After I spend 5 hours putting together a show, I just want to not have to think about doing anything else, like finding a new image to stick on the website. But I will do my best, today at least, for this show, I will do my best to put an original image on phonelosers.org for this show, because apparently some people, like you, seem to care about that sort of thing. I didn't think anyone even noticed.
Hey, Roy. Just a quick thought. You should do a voicemail show. Texas.
All right. Texas to you, too. I already did a voicemail show. I got all my voicemails caught up. And he should know that. This one came in 2 days ago.
Hey, Brad. It's Baloney Maloney. I was going over some older shows, and I just happened to go over the September 16th, 2014 show, which it kind of caught me off guard because it was the first appearance of Gloria. And it was weird just hearing her call up and saying things like, She was just nervous, and she was talking about euthanizing dogs and telling people that there are black people inside their apartment.
Yeah, not black people. Oh, no.
But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. So if you want to hear a little recent Phone Losers history, go to September 16th, 2014. Good show. Love you, Bradley. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Aw, thanks. September 16th, 2014, if you want to hear Gloria apparently be nervous. I don't remember her being nervous. But I'm old. I forget things. Also, while we're on the subject of what's her face, she has a website, lordgloria.com, where she does her own prank call podcast. And she also has a YouTube, youtube.com/lordgloria, where you can hear her call up people with lost pets and say, "Hey, I found your pet and I killed him. Ah, ha, 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 ha." And you get to hear the pet owners cry. It's so funny. In fact, let's listen to a Gloria prank on youtube.com/lordgloria right now. I'm going to pick the shortest one, which is titled Coffee Shop Destruction Prank Call. Sounds like she's breaking the rules in this one.
But what we want to do is we want to videotape you for our contest, which we're doing, and we're going to be putting it on YouTube on our channel. All you have to do is we're going to give you a 30-second shopping spree, which means whatever you'd like will be completely yours. All you have to do is you have to put it in an area and then go run and get some more and put it back. And we'll probably do this once or twice for video purposes.
Okay, how are you going to record this?
Well, we actually already have cameras up. We have security cameras, stuff like that. So people of the staff already know what's going on. They know everything. You're just our selected person because they chose you. So are you ready?
So you're telling me anything I put in the corner I'll get for free?
Yes, anything you want, but you just cannot go behind the counter.
So I have to do it in front of all the guests?
Yes, you do. Some of them are actors, so they know what's going to go on.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready because I'm an actor too. Okay.
And make sure to start yelling.
He's an actor too, okay.
Like, how many items you get, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and just make sure you count out loud. Are you ready? You're going to be our new YouTube star.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. I'm like, what is this?
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes, I
3, 2, 1, go, 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 go!
Holy shit. What the hell is he doing? He's counting as he destroys things? All right, that was Gloria's phone call where she... I don't know. Where's the end, Gloria? Did he just hang up? I want to know what happened on the rest of it. That was great, though. If you guys want to hear more, it's youtube.com/LordGloria. She's paying me $1,500 to promote her YouTube, so please go there and subscribe. I just had to go into my show notes on phonelosers.org to put those links to Gloria's website up. And while I was there, previous person who left a voicemail, I put a brand new image up that Illegal Smile sent to me, where a guy is reading an issue of Cactus Fancy. It's very funny and very original, and I've never posted it before, I don't think. So I hope you're happy, because I want you to be happy.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga. You know, like months later, I'm actually leaving you a message. Well, I'm back from being out of the country. I'm also on speakerphone, so I probably sound like shit.
You do sound like shit.
But anyway, I have some jokes.
I thought you were just sick of me. I thought you met me in person like, holy crap, this guy's kind of stupid, and I'm not going to ever listen to his show again. But nope, you're just out of the country. That's good.
For you, that are totally unique, and I totally came up with them.
Oh, new jokes.
Here they go. Why do Boost mobile phones make bad sports referees? Because they make too many bad calls.
That was a good one. You didn't make that up, did you?
Where do phones prefer to sit when going out to eat at restaurants?
I don't know. Where do phones prefer to sit when they go out to eat at restaurants?
At a phone booth. And finally...
Oh, wow. Three of them.
What was the blonde trying to dial... Or wait, I fucked up. Why was the blonde trying to dial a phone with a 10-foot pole?
I don't know.
She was told that that number was long distance. Isn't that funny?
Those
okay, bye.
Amazing. I hope everyone listening takes note of those jokes and uses them at parties. And you'll just be the life of the party if you tell those jokes to all your friends. Thanks, Olga.
Hey, Brad, this is Josh from Ohio. Hey, I just wanted to say, I was listening to some of the Ding Timer shows, and I was wondering, I was thinking about, actually, how everybody says, you know, you're making fun of the guy who says, like, how you doing? Good. How are you? Good. You know, everybody always says that. So what if you, next time, you know, you got on to any sort of call, and you asked them, how are you doing? And they would say, of course, good. And then they would probably ask you, how about you? And then when they ask you how you're doing, you just start talking about how horrible your life is. Say, like, you know, oh, not too good. And try to see how long you can...
I'd be stealing that from... Isn't that Carlito? I think Carlito does that. People ask him how he's doing, and he just goes right into it. Tells them all about his diabetes and his ganky leg and his fucked up eyes and makes them feel really horrible. I mean, that's a good idea, but I think that's Carlito's thing. I can't steal Carlito's thing.
Ramble on about the worst things that are going on to you in your life, just on and on and on.
Yeah, my son just died of cancer. It sucked.
Well, maybe your cat died or...
No, my son.
You know, your cactus plant has withered up, you know, or whatever it is, just the most crazy stuff. So that was just a thought for you next time somebody asks you how you're doing. So, all right, keep up the good work, man. Bye.
I may do that. I may steal that from Carlito, and I'll just say it's because a listener of mine told me to say that. It's not because I'm stealing from Carlito, so it's okay.
Hi, Brad. Just want to say that I jack off to you every night, and I love you. Oh, you know, okay, bye.
That's great.
Hey, Brad. This is Incredulous. I took some Ambien last night to help me go to sleep, and I woke up this morning, and I had an email saying that I had ordered a shirt from the Spreadshirt store, from your Spreadshirt store.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Anyway,
yay.
I just wanted to let you know that you pretty much took advantage of me while I was under the influence of Ambien, and I thought you were better than that. Bye.
Now you know. I'm not. I hope you enjoy the shirt. What shirt did you get? You didn't say what shirt you got. Wait, I can probably figure this out, because I get emails whenever a shirt is sold. September 22nd. New order in your Spreadshop shirt. He ordered the Mom and Dad I Screwed the Phone Company shirt. Good choice. Congratulations. That's the shirt that everyone should have at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Okay, that's enough voicemails. There's 10 voicemails left, but fuck that. I'm not going to play anymore. Save them for next time. Maybe I'll do a show tomorrow. I'll do 4 shows in a week. Wouldn't that be crazy? No, just kidding. That's not going to happen. But the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some old carding calls that I've done in the past. Like last year or, you know, whatever, 3 years ago, whenever I first did these, or was it 5 years ago? Did I really go 3 or 4 years without doing any cardings? That's crazy. I guess we're making up for it this month, doing an entire month of them. I got an email from a guy named Dadulis, And he says he really wants me to play on the show the carding call I did where I told that lady that I was standing on her convertible roof. And I remember that call. I remember really enjoying that one. So I'm going to play that one first. And by the way, it's Dadula's fault that I'm even doing this at all, because he put it in my head that I need to play a few old carding calls. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to start with this one called Convertible.
Hi, Roy. My name is Catherine. My phone number is 818.
She sounds angry. Annoyed, at least.
Again, 818. I got your note that was left on my son's car about you hitting his retarded car. I would like to talk to you about this. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, you did. Yes, that was my son's car. But where did you actually hit the car?
Kind of on the roof, like on the very, very top on the roof. I was standing on top of it.
You were standing on top of the car?
Yeah. And I didn't expect the roof to give in like that. It just kind of caved in. But I think it might have popped out by now.
But why would you be standing on top of the car?
I was proposing to my girlfriend. And what? I wanted to make it dramatic, you know?
Why would you stand on top of someone else's car?
Well, because I don't have a car, but I just, it was just...
Do you live around here?
Yeah, yeah. I just have a Washington area code because I moved down here last year and I kept my number.
And where exactly do you live?
I'm in Van Nuys.
You're in Van Nuys, but you're on my street and you're trespassing on someone else's car?
Well, it's not trespassing. It's, you know, it was parked out there.
Well, I know, but...
It's not like I broke in this time.
I know, but would you like for someone to step on your car?
Well, I don't have a car.
That's not the point. How old are you?
I'm 23. But the point is, like, we have pictures and everything. It's really romantic and everything. Like, I proposed and she said yes.
Well, that's good. I'd actually like to see that picture. I think, you know, but where does she live around here?
She lives in Canoga Park.
Okay. I'm going to go see if the roof actually opens. The convertible actually goes down, and if it does not, then how are you going to pay to have it fixed?
Oh, I don't know. You can call my insurance company. I have renter's insurance at my apartment. I think that'll work, won't it?
Possibly. Are you able to text me your renter's information and your driver's license number?
Sure. Well, did you even see damage on the roof?
You know, I expected if someone leaves a note saying I hit your retarded car, that you would see bumper damage or a dent to the door. I would never expect someone to stand on top of a convertible.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well, it was worth it because she said yes.
Well, that would be... I'd actually like to see a picture of that, but let me go see if the convertible actually opens.
Okay,
because it
all
is
right.
My son's car, and I will call you back.
Oh, well, can I just hold? I mean...
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, I cannot seem to get it open.
Oh,
I'm
going
to take it to the BMW mechanic that we go to, and I can call you back.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really even think it's my fault, though, is it? I mean, because if it wasn't such a retarded car, it would have... Because, like, I used to have a car, and I could stand on it, and it didn't break.
I'm sorry. Is this a joke? I mean, am I on, like, some show where you get on someone's car, someone else's property, and you're not accepting responsibility, and you think it's okay?
No, I'm just saying it. Like, if the car I used to have, I had a Ford Focus, and I could stand on it all the time, and it never broke.
Was that a convertible Ford Focus? Because you stood on a convertible. The rooftop opens.
Yeah,
it's
but
a convertible.
Still, I mean, if it was a good car, if it wasn't retarded, it would be able to withstand things like that.
Oh my God, this is a joke, right?
No.
You are joking.
What are you talking about? A show? What kind of show would do that? Stand
like,
up?
Are you trying to, like, make me look ridiculous? Cause
no, I'm not trying to make anyone look ridiculous. I just don't... It just seems like it's not my fault. Because cars...
Okay. My husband has a very good friend who works in the internal affairs of the Los Angeles Police Department. And now I have your phone number and your name. And now I'm pretty sure you probably touched the car, too, so now I'm going to have your fingerprints. Well, so if you do not send me your name, number, and your driver's license and your address, I'm going to call the police department right now. In fact, I do have your fingerprints because it's on the postcard that you left.
But this isn't an internally fair affair, you know? What does that have to do with anything?
My point is that you need to send me your information and your renter's information so that I can file a police report.
Yeah, but like for example, my dad, he's a real estate agent. You know, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
My point is that you trespassed, you touched someone else's property, you're standing on a vehicle that's not even yours to propose to your girlfriend, and you're not accepting responsibility. I'm sorry, please send me your information.
I'm accepting responsibility because I left the note. I was just letting you know what happened in case you were wondering.
Okay, so I'm going to go take this car to the dealer right now and ask them to open this convertible top. If it does not open, then it's your responsibility to have it replaced or fixed.
Is it an expensive car?
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, is it an expensive car?
Not really.
Okay, I was just going to say, because I paid $5,000 for my car, and you could stand on it, you could, like, jump on it, and it didn't hurt it at all. You just left footprints on the roof, wash them off.
But was it a convertible? Do you understand what a convertible is?
Of course, yeah, it opens up. But it should be able to withstand someone standing on it, right?
It's not made of steel. It's made of fabric.
I don't even weigh that much.
Oh, my God.
I weigh like 135. I'm starting to feel like at this point this is some kind of insurance scam you're trying to pull on me.
Please send me your information, your renter's insurance, and a copy of your driver's license.
But his car is retarded. It's being retarded. It's not my fault. I'm just kind of assuming that probably the convertible roof wouldn't pull up because she didn't unlatch it, you know, from the top up by the front window. I mean, I've never owned a convertible, but I just kind of assume that there must be latches up there that you have to manually unlatch before you push the button and make your roof go down. What a dummy. I wish I could call her back. I wish I saved numbers, but I don't. I am way too lazy to be saving numbers. The next one I'm going to play is by Carlito. This is his call with the Audi. I mean, the Audi, however that's pronounced. But here's a short one he did on his show. I think the first time around that we did all these carding pranks.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Roy. You left me a voicemail. I left that note on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your name?
My name's Joel.
I'm sorry about the car. I dinged your car. I'm pretty sure the damage isn't that apparent. I actually went and fixed it as best as I could while you were inside.
Where did you hit it at?
Towards the back, around where the gas tank goes, you know?
Okay.
All right, so I got into an argument with my wife, and she was giving me a hard time because we bounced some checks, okay? And I don't mean to get too personal about it, but I've been wasting money on lottery tickets, and I went to an Indian casino. So I got so angry that I started kicking your car. I kicked it a few times in the back.
You're kicking my car?
Yeah, I was upset. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just lost my temper. And then my wife, she said that I had to leave a note for some reason on your car, so I went ahead and left the note. But I fixed it. I fixed it as best as I could. I had one of those dent pullers.
All right.
But did you see the damage?
I'm going to go out and take a look at it again. I saw a little bit of stuff, yeah, but I wanted to talk to you first to double-check and make sure what I was looking at.
Well, I got really mad at your car, okay? So I kicked it, and that's. I just wanted to let you know that I kicked your car.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I'll give you a call back once I look at it and talk with my insurance agent. Obviously, it's a little late tonight.
Well, no, the insurance I already fixed it. Insurance is nothing. I mean, your car should not have been there, basically, is the way it goes. Why was your car there in that way? Well, your car, you made me angry. You did, personally. I kicked your damn car.
I made you angry?
Yes.
How did I make you angry?
The way you parked.
Excuse me? My car was parked in a parking spot.
Yeah, exactly. A little too close, too far to the side. And then me and my wife got into it. We started arguing. I said, you know, be a damn shame if someone did something to this car, and then I opened my car door really fast, and it hit the the car door, like, hit the side of your car, and it scratched it on the side there, like you saw.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, very nice. Very, very good, Groy. Very good. You're brilliant. And I said, yeah, you don't like that? And then I got out and I started kicking the car. And I said, what are you going to do now about it? And we
realize my car is an Audi, right?
Yes.
Not a cheap fucking car.
What's an Audi? What's that? I don't know a lot about cars.
It's a very expensive car.
It's an Audi. Those aren't expensive cars at all. No, they're not. It's not like a BMW
cars.
Or
they're more expensive than a BMW and a Mercedes. Well,
I drive a Toyota Celica. So?
Yeah, so you drive a piece of shit. I drive an Audi. You're not going kicking other people's fucking cars. You have an obvious attitude problem.
Look, the most important part is that I made up with my wife, okay?
I don't give a fuck about you and your wife. I give a fuck about my car. Well, you're going kicking people's cars.
Well, there's a part of that you need to know about, too, about the way I made up with my wife.
I don't give a shit about that. I'm happy for you.
Well, no.
You don't go on kicking people's cars.
It was on top of your car. Do you know what I mean?
Dude, you got issues.
I had sex with her on top of the hood of your car. After all this happened. Hello? Are you there, Scott? Sir, I'm sorry about the car. Are you there? Chance.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing, sir? I believe you just got in a fight with my boyfriend. He didn't mean to damage your car, sir.
Excuse me?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Cross. You were just speaking to my boyfriend, Roy.
Okay.
And you were yelling some nasty names at him.
Yeah, I was, because he told me he was kicking the shit out of my car. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, because it's a piece of shit.
Excuse me?
It was probably just because it's a piece of shit.
My car is an Audi.
Well, my car is a Dodge Stratus.
Oh, Dodge? Whoopty fucking do. Do your research. An Audi is better than a Mercedes and a BMW put together. Get online and do some research, bud.
I just bought a Ferrari yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right. Pull your head out of your ass. Anyway, quit calling me. Leave me the fuck alone. Oh, my God. Get a life.
You sound really hot. I might leave Roy for you.
Next is the one with the Mercedes. I remember Samantha left this note, by the way. And this guy is kind of hard to understand, but you'll notice that he says, I got your note with all your fingerprints on it, here at the very beginning.
Roy, you dinged my car. You left a note here with all your fingerprints on it. What's going on, man? All right, call me back. 644181. Call me back. Bye.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note in your car, and I'm calling you back because of your message.
Yeah, so what, you dinged my car?
Yeah, sorry about that.
What do you mean by sorry?
Well, I'm apologizing. Wait, what's the problem with that?
You dinged my car and you're apologizing.
Well, what do you want me to do? It sounds like you're really angry for no reason at all. I dinged your car and I was nice enough to leave a note. I don't see why you have to be a jerk about it.
A jerk about it? What you ding with?
What?
What do you ding my car with?
With my car.
With your car?
Yes. My car dinged your car.
Your car dinged my car and you hit and run and you call me I'm a jerk?
Well, I didn't hit and run. You just weren't around, so I left a note. That's proper car dinging etiquette.
So that's a proper way to do. Hit somebody's car and leave a note and then you can leave.
Yes. Well, I had my kids with me. I couldn't just hang out there all day.
My friend, that's a very expensive car, my friend.
Really? What kind is it? Is it an Audi?
You hit my Mercedes, my friend.
Oh. It didn't look like a Mercedes. It's kind of
big. So what? It looked like a TM to you?
I don't know. I drive a Chevy.
You drive a Chevy, you hit my car, and you say, leave the note, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm calling you back so we can make arrangements. Do you want me to give you my insurance information?
my friend, my car is $100,000 brand new. You hit that like that and you run away and you tell me.
But I'm calling back to give you insurance information. But with your attitude, I think I'm just not going to bother. I'm just going to hang up and you'll never hear from me again. You just have to pay for it yourself. I'm pretty sure you can afford it since you drive a Mercedes.
You hit me and you tell me to fix it by myself?
Yeah, could you just do that for me, please? Because, you know, you have more money than me, clearly. So I think it'd be best if you just fix it yourself.
Where do you live, my friend? In the States or in Canada?
I'm in Canada. I don't know how you get the idea that I live in the States. That was the dumbest.
You live in Canada. You hit my car and you run, you leave a note. You're thinking it's okay. Expensive car, I can try. I can afford to pay it on my own.
Yeah, you can afford it, right? So I'll just let you go now. So
my car, I can afford it.
Yeah, your car can afford it, but mine can't. I think there was more damage to my car. So I'm going to need your insurance information to pay for the damage to my car. So could I have your insurance policy number?
Are you fucking nut in the head?
Yes, sir. I need your policy number right now. I've got a pen and a pink post-it, and I'm going to write it down.
You hit somebody's car and you ask for the insurance to pay for your car?
Yes.
You want to go to jail, this fucking guy?
Which insurance company are you with, sir?
Huh?
I'm going to need your name and which insurance company are you with?
I'm going to fucking need your name. You know what, you need my name if you think you hit my car.
No, my name is Roy. I need your name and your insurance company's policy number.
My friend, if you think you hit my car, I don't ask for insurance, you ask my insurance?
Yeah,
you fucking hit and run, my friend.
I'm not your friend. I'm just some guy that hit your car. Can I have your policy number, please?
I think you are something wrong. Wait for the cop to call you, okay? Bye.
Bye. I did save that guy's number, and I tried to call him back months later, or maybe a year later or something, and he wasn't funny at all. It was like he is a completely different person, so I doubt I even released whatever phone call I made to him, but he sure was hilarious in that call. On this last one, it's going to be a collaboration between me, Samantha, and Laugh Track Matt. This is the one where Laugh Track Matt punches Samantha in the eye, and I don't know, why am I trying to recap it before I even play it? Here's the call.
Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car. Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal? This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left a message?
Hey, hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, where exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure. Near the rear.
I don't think. Roy, give me your phone number in case I lose contact with you.
312-952. Yeah.
632.
Yeah, I'm just in town doing some contract work in there. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
Excuse me? That I parked like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story. Were you a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No, I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy? A Nancy?
Like I said, you know, I'll speak to you, you know, right now I'm in a store shopping right now.
Okay. I'll call you back later there.
No, Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
I'm not looking for anything. You know,
If you're not looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, what did you, did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
6-9.
No, that's my number.
I don't I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is
and
Roy's
you,
number?
It's your fault. I'm going to sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I going to get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me, and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello?
Hello, this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse, and we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all, you people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client,
He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused
a bad parking job. I was parked in a normal spot. And what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse because she was punched in the eye.
Spousal abuse? What are you talking about? Spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call, sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Well, have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're going to be suing you for $1.2 million. That's exactly...
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse. And that's why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
You know, listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
me. My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil & Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller, calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going to prison for life.
You are threatening me, telling me you're going to send me to prison. Because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.
Listening back to that one, it's just weird that guy believed any of that. Or at least that he believed Samantha and me. I think Matt was believable. The rest of it was just stupid. Who would believe that stuff? It's time to end the show, you guys. If you have an old carding prank that you would really like me to play, you should tell me about it. Send an email or something. Go to phonelosers.org/contact and tell me which really old ding that you want to hear. And I'll try not to turn it into an entire half of a show next time, but no promises. But this time it was all Dadula's fault. Well, partially Dadula's and partially Darnell's, because he's the sponsor of today's show. Anyway, now it's time to do the second reason, besides the voicemails, that I did a show today, and that is to try and get rid of some more of these old sponsors. So, today's show was sponsored by Darnell. Thank you, Darnell, for being a sponsor of today's show. Today's show was produced by Yashar Lee and Gizmo. Yes, it took two producers to put a show together that was just old calls for the second half. And of course, they had to keep an eye on Sunshine to make sure she wasn't doing cocaine and stuff while we were trying to do calls, because that's never a good idea. Audio editing for today's show was provided by Rand All Thor and Buster Casey. They didn't have enough to do, really, because they were old calls and they were already edited. So I gave them the raw versions of them from the original shows, and I just had them edit those and, you know, just redo them. It was a lot of pointless work, but they did a great job. Thanks, you guys. Special thanks this week to Casey S., Akers, Andrew C., and Jason Bedford. Thanks, you guys, for no reason at all other than to, you know, remove you from this really old sponsor list and make it shorter so that my show notes aren't so overwhelming every time I open them up. You guys are the best for allowing that to happen. Catering today was provided by Scott from Florida, and the full body massages, those were just provided by Sunshine. I didn't even have to pay anyone to do the full body massages today, so that was really nice. I mean, I did pay her to come here and make the prank calls with me, but the full body massage was included while I was making my calls, so that was very convenient. I wish that more people could multitask like that. Thanks for the catering, though, Scott. Those sandwiches were delicious. Today's background music was provided by Rappy McRapperson. It's a song called I Wish from a really old album of his, but it was never released on the album. It's a completely unreleased song, but when Rappy wasn't looking, I stole his flash drive and found all of his unreleased stuff, and occasionally I play it on my show. What's he gonna do about it? This also happens to be an instrumental for a song called Car Bomb, but who cares about that song? I only care about the song called I Wish. And that's what I'm gonna end today's show with. It's a song called I Wish by Rappy McRapperson. If you like this song, you're required to get on Twitter, and you need to tweet at McRapperson and tell him, "Holy crap, I love that song that was played on the Snowplow show this week. You are amazing. I'm going to get on your Bandcamp and buy all of your songs." Yep, that's what you are required to do if you like this song.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise?
Whoa!
Oh, a shooting star! Let's make a wish! Sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Everybody cheered!